made Albert Collins so great is that he would let his sidemen step out and get some.
And play an excruciatingly long bass solo.
An excruciatingly bad bass solo.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where our motto is...
What?
In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where our motto is...
If it itches, scratch it.
Right on.
Catching you up on what we were talking about, Ginger Kabukungan of Hamilton, Ohio. I'm probably screwing her name up. She was recently on The Price is Right. You know that television show where you spin a big wheel and like you got to buy a vowel and stuff like that? Uh-huh. She was on that. She met Chuck Woolery, and she actually won a, what was it? A dresser?
A big chest old dresser clothes, looking thing.
A chest dresser thing, an armoire, if you will. And then she barely missed out on winning a brand new car. And now we're going to talk to a personal close friend of Miss Kabukungan's.
Okay, we just did.
Michael!
Yes.
What up?
What's up?
Hey, how do you say her last name?
B-U-S-H-M-M-M.
No, not yours. Hers. How do you say Ginger's last name?
Ginger's Rogers. Ginger Rogers?
No, Ginger Kabukungan.
Jingo Bakasikamaha.
This guy has no idea.
No, come on.
This guy was bogus. This guy was bogus. Man, he lied to you. He lied to you, and he lied to all of us, and it made me feel bad. He had to go.
The phone number here is 749-1444. 749-1444. And here is quote of the week. Are you ready? Chris and Rob's quote of the week. This quote is from journalist Linda Ellerbe.
I always liked Linda Ellerbe. I always really liked her.
She's a journalist, and she survived a double mastectomy with her humor intact.
What's that mean?
Double mastectomy, a breast operation. Something about your breasts.
Do what now?
Some operation where they put something in your breast.
They take something out of your breast, don't
and
they?
And they put something in its place. Anyway, here's the quote of the week. Put somebody in deck. All right, here's the quote of the week. A few weeks after my surgery, I went out to play catch with my golden retriever. When I bent over to get his ball, my prosthesis fell out. The dog snatched it, and I found myself chasing him down the road yelling, "Hey, come back here with my breast."
Don't you mean prosthesis?
Yeah, that's what I said. Anyway, that was the quote of the week.
Here's another good quote.
All right.
This is from Dr. Albert King of Wayne State University, explaining why he uses corpses for car crash tests.
What am I doing?
You can't use a department store mannequin to run it in these tests. It doesn't tell you anything. So that's why you got to use a cadaver. All right, is this Michael?
All right, Michael. Here we go. Back on the air, Michael.
I swear to God, I'm not lying.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen.
You know this Ginger girl.
Yeah. Well, I don't know her last name, all right? But I work with her at Christ Hospital, and I swear to God, she will air Friday, December 3rd on The Price is Right.
Are you at Christ Hospital right now?
No.
Are you at home?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do at Christ Hospital?
I just do clerical work where I go to graduate school.
Does anybody try to get you to get on pills and stuff?
No, I don't work in the pharmacy.
What does Ginger do there?
She works with the radiologist.
Oh, she does x-rays?
Yeah.
Is she nice?
Oh, cool.
She is really cool.
Does she talk to you?
Yeah, every once in a while. She was there today.
Will she talk to the little people now that she's met Bob Barker?
Well, actually, I asked her if she kissed Bob Barker, and she said no. And I asked her if he asked her where she was from, and she said she was from Ohio and not Cincinnati. So I was like, well, whatever.
You think if we asked her real nice, she'd make an x-ray of my skull and Rob's skull and put them together?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, but I wasn't lying.
Will you ask her for us? Ask her if she'll make x-rays of our skulls, and then next week she can call us back and set up an appointment.
Do you think she's listening to this show right now?
Why don't you call, if you're her best friend, call her up and tell her.
I'm not her best friend.
Ask her what the deal is with Bob Barker and that 5-foot-long microphone he uses.
She said that she waited in line all night to get into The Price is Right, and she was the second one called into contestants row, you know how they say.
Right.
Oh, you know, come on down, you're the nice contestant, whatever. Well, she got up on stage and she won an Anwar, and then she lost the car in the dice game, and then she won the big wheel and she went to the showcase, and then she lost another car.
So, you know, really, so you have to go to the showcase showdown.
Well, yes, she won the Showcase Showdown, but she was a big loser, to be honest.
Oh.
And she still hasn't received her Anwar, she said.
Wow, how about that?
So that really sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would. I'd like to ask her about that redheaded model on there. She's got to be like 60.
Oh, you know what? We asked her about those model's tits, and it was funny. But she really didn't pay attention to this, of course.
Well, I saw it today. I don't know why I watched it today. But they had these wall hangings that cost $650, and they were enormous fish. They are these enormous plastic or wooden fish that you just stick on your wall. And so the redheaded model was like blowing her cheeks up real big and making guppy lips.
Oh,
I have no idea why.
What does that mean? I don't know. I'm not even going to try to imagine what that means.
And they were all wearing bright, shiny, silvery gold like the Silvers or somebody used to wear. Like the black guy in Sha Na Na wore. Remember that gold outfit he wore? That's what the models on Price is Right look like today.
Well, if Ginger is listening to us now, I apologize and whatever, whatever.
Hey, Michael?
Yes? I'm pretty wasted, if you can't tell.
Nah. Hey, tell her we're going to get a hold of her during the week, and we want her to come on the show and talk about her experiences out in California.
You know what? I saw her her pictures from California.
Yeah.
And she has the tag that they put on those people, you know, and it says Ginger. And she had her, like, little receipt for her prize and everything. It was really cool.
Good.
I'm sorry to bore you, but...
Michael, you're a great guy.
Well, hey, listen, you know, we listen to you a lot, and you guys are some cool guys, and we'll listen to you again.
Thanks,
well,
Mike.
Thanks. Right. We think you're pretty cool, too.
Hey, I'm trying, you know.
Later.
Take it easy.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to WAIF,
you know,
FM,
that...
Cincinnati, Ohio.
It's a small world, after all.
Isn't it?
We mentioned someone's name. I mean, the tri-state area is what, a population of 2 million? 1.5 million, and yet we just mentioned someone's name, and somebody in the Chris and Rob listening audience knows the individual.
Remember, you're going to want to stay tuned. A little while later, we're going to call Cape Canaveral right down there in Florida, like we haven't called Florida enough tonight already. We're going to call Cape Canaveral and talk to somebody down there, maybe one of the janitors or a scientist or somebody,
and
about the space shuttle launch going on this morning.
Kung Fu Theater and pigs.
Yeah. We got all this coming up. So
in just 2 hours.
Tuned.
We got 2 hours, and it's going to be a packed 2 hours, but we'll try to squeeze in your phone calls.
The phone number is 749-1444 if you want to get in. Let me tell you about a new restaurant that just opened up not long ago over on the west side of Cincinnati. How often do you get over to the west side of Cincinnati?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah, well,
where do you usually eat lunch when you go over to the west side of Cincinnati?
Well, there is only one place to eat lunch on the west side of Cincinnati, and that's the Cincinnati West Restaurant.
Right on. Cincinnati West, it's located at...
1873 Westwood.
1673. You were a little off. But you know where it is. You just don't remember the number.
Yeah, that's it.
1673 Westwood Avenue, a block over from Queen City Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
They're open for lunch Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then they also offer a free delivery service if you live or work in the Fairmount Dalton Spring Grove Business District. Just dial up 251-WEST. You can't forget that number, 251-WEST. Soups, salads, sandwiches, beverages, and desserts.
It's good.
Catch yourself a piece of cheesecake if you get a chance.
Oh, heavenly. Fluffy. Oh.
Ooh. At Cincinnati West on the west side of Cincinnati.
It's good eatings. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number here. Moving onward and upward as we always do. No time to slow down. 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. And we're talking to Gregory
Reese.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing tonight, Gregory?
Definitely saying peace to you, Chris and Rob. How you been?
Well, peace to you, Gregory Reese. We've been fine. How you been?
Hey, I've been excellent. You know, looking at things. What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? What's on you guys' mind? I called to see what's on your mind.
Well, we've only been here for about 1 hour and 5 minutes now. We've only been talking about what's been on our mind now for 1.5 minutes. I'm sure you've been tuned in for that whole 1 hour and 5 minutes, haven't you?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is Famous Black for real?
Well,
The cookie guy is,
but they got this restaurant. It's kind of like an all-night diner. You know, you get some scrambled eggs. What did you say? Bacon, toast,
turkey,
hash browns.
Two eggs. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
3 silver dollar pancakes. 2 eggs cooked the way you want them. And your choice of Cheese grits.
Cheese grits.
Grits, hash browns, or French fries, and also your choice of sausage, bacon, or ham.
I'll opt for the French fries and the bacon.
I would go with the grits. Hold the cheese. I'd go with the grits. Then I would substitute a hash brown for one of the meats.
Guess what? I'm sitting here in the bed with Angela Davis. Do you know who Angela Davis is?
Big giant afro?
There it is. Actually, it's not her, but it's another young lady named Angela Davis that helps me with the diamond also. And that's everybody mistakes her. They always ask her, does she have a big giant afro?
Is she the communist that used to go around the college campuses, charge about $3,000 a pop, and then say how bad capitalism sucks?
That wasn't her, but she does want to say a couple things to you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
They're not dirty, are they?
Yeah, they are.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Pigs in the mud, shit like that.
She's funny.
I didn't say that.
You're a card, Angie.
Thanks, I try.
What's on your mind tonight, Angie? What in the world are you doing in a bed with Gregory Reese, anyway?
Do you really have to ask?
You guys aren't married, are you?
We're working on the diamond.
Are you?
Ow!
You're hoping he gives you a diamond.
Ow! Because
you ain't going to give up nothing else unless he does, right?
Hey, Gregory Reese is a free spirit. I don't know.
You ain't that kind of girl.
Can anybody tie Gregory Reese down, though? Is any one woman enough woman for Gregory Reese?
Angie, let me tell you about a little something about old Gregory Reese that you might not know yet. Okay? Rob and I know Gregory Reese from way back. We're all buddies.
Uh-huh.
See, there's something you should know. We like to warn most girls about Gregory Reese before they hook up with him.
Uh-huh.
Not only does he love his mother, he's hung like a horse. So watch out.
She probably already knew both of those.
She probably didn't, because I don't think she's that kind of girl.
Oh, okay.
Of course not.
Gregory Reese wouldn't date that kind of girl, let alone lay in bed with her.
hold on.
Well, Mr. Chris and Ralph, hey, definitely. I just want to call you guys. See
definitely.
What's going
I'm
on.
Trying to hook you up, aren't I?
You trying to hook me up.
She thinks.
She knew
thinks
about
she
my
don't...
mother, though. She knew about my mother. She knows she comes first.
And she don't know no better about that other thing yet, does she?
Uh-oh. I know.
Well, we're working on her for you.
She's been hanging out the track, whatever that means, see?
Oh, wait. Harrison shopping.
See, y'all know something that I'm lost. Fill me in, because y'all laughing, and she's talking about track.
We're just saying that it's a pleasure that you call, and that you used to call all the time, but you haven't called as much lately, and it's always great to hear from you.
I apologize. You know, the cafe's been in effect, but now it's not. And now just
the cafe's closed again?
Well, yeah, it's under new management. It was closed for a week and a half, and it's under new management, so I left with my managers. And a lot of things are happening there that I'm not involved with anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Well, you guys remember the Diamond, right? Hip-hop newsletter?
Right. Yeah, that's a
Make
great
sure
newsletter.
You pick one up whenever you're around the Queen City.
Hey, look for it. So,
where can
you
pick them up at?
You can, right now, it's not a lot of places, but look for them coming up. We have a Diamond teaser for the December because we missed a couple of months, and then 1994, we're going to have some new Diamond pickup spots.
Diamond is a publication, isn't it?
Yes, a hip-hop publication, the only one in the city of Cincinnati. Definitely listen to the Chris and Rob show. Get information like the festivities down in the Southern Hemisphere. And the grits, and listen to Chris and Rob, and also listen for where you can get the Diamond. That's Chris and Rob. Why don't you guys do that for me?
What? Do what for
Chris
me?
And Rob. I'm Chris. I'm that one.
Well, hang on a second. We didn't know
I
you
know,
were
we can't
call.
Just do this
and
off
we're
the
not prepared.
Well, you know, it takes a while to warm up. We've got to get our vocal cords loose.
Let's warm up once.
Me.
I'm Chris.
And I'm... and I'm...
Okay, let's try again. I'm Chris.
And I'm...
not good enough. Let's try it again. Let's see. Some call me Chris.
And I'm referred to quite often as...
Bob?
No, hold on. It'll come to me in a minute. Okay. Me.
Me.
I need some binocular. What do you call that stuff? You know, like that Luciano Paparazzi dude uses.
Yeah, he does it. Use it, too.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I think we got it. Okay.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we bow down before no one.
Uh-oh. I missed that one. I missed a lot of years then. I got to keep tuning in to Chris and Rob like everyone else should out there. This is Greg Reese definitely saying peace. Peace and love to the one up above and peace and love to my mother, Carol Rucker. And I guess I got to throw Angela Davis in there now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how it is. The Diamond hip-hop from a Midwestern perspective. Hey, say what's up to Famous Amos for me, sir. And also Roxanne Quarles. Carls?
What's up?
Curls?
Is that what you want? What's up?
Quail. There you are. So tell them what's going on.
We will.
All right, sir.
You're the man.
Thank you for your time.
Later.
Remember, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the most talked about talk show at 3:10 in the morning.
Be right back. Listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444, and we're about to embark on Pigs. Pigs is one of those docudramas you might see on Channel 19 where you got some real live cops and some real live cameras busting some real live criminals. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Roll it.
Roll it.
Higgs goes off to the State Patrol's Training Academy to get the lowdown on how raw, trigger-happy recruits forge into hard, coffee-swilling veterans.
All right, listen up, you pukes. You think you know what it takes to be a cop? You don't know dick! Things have come a long way from the quiet days of Sheriff Andy Taylor and Barney Fife. Today's streets are literally crawling with murderous scum thugs who would love nothing better than to blast a few Teflon-coated bullets through your vest at the first opportunity.
See the trainees getting acquainted with the awesome arsenal of modern law enforcement. The nightstick.
What a fine piece of wood. You know, over in England, this is what all those guys can carry. What is it you call them?
Truncheons.
Yeah, truncheons. But hey, one of those put a hell of a dent in old Rodney King's head, that's for sure.
Hell yeah.
And the trusty service revolver.
Okay, maggots. When those silhouettes of traffic violators and jaywalkers pop up, I want to see their heads come off. I want to see their heads stinking come off of their stinking bodies. I want to see their heads come off. You got me. Let's see those heads come off. I want to see them, and I want to see them now. Open fire, you maggots. Open fire. Outstanding. You mama's boys might just make some fine officers. Okay, donut break.
And the taser! You know, that electric harpoon that we rope in those criminals with. The taser!
Hey, which way do you point this thing?
All on the next Pigs, where firepower rules the day and the Fourth Amendment is just a technicality.
Hey, wait till my girlfriend gets a load of these handguns, huh?
Hi, we're back at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Stoner. You're on the air.
Yeah.
What up?
Not much. Getting stoned.
Oh, yeah? You're using a bong? You smoking a joint? Or you using one of them little peace pipes?
Smoking bong, man.
Water bong?
Yeah.
Really? With a carburetor and everything?
Huh?
With a carburetor and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Huh?
You get it full of crushed ice?
I bought it up in Ohio, man.
Where'd you buy it?
Up in Ohio.
Oh, you're from Kentucky, I take it.
Yeah.
Do all you hillbilly dope smokers come up to Ohio to get your paraphernalia?
Man, I'm not hillbilly.
You know what I hear about having sex in Kentucky? I hear that the most popular position to have sex in Kentucky is doggy style. You know why?
Why?
So both of yous can watch big time wrestling on TV.
Really, man? I thought we were talking about getting stoned here.
I thought you were. Go ahead, man. What are you going to talk about it?
There's not much to talk about.
Do you like doing it?
Huh?
Do you like to do it?
Hell yeah.
Do you do it often?
Yeah, whenever I get it.
Is it fun?
How big is the room?
How big is the room? Man?
Yeah.
How big does it appear to be to you? What?
Are the walls vibrating?
I don't know.
Is it fun? Are you really having a good time?
Yeah.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll continue our discussion of world affairs and current economic situations throughout the globe.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're going to call Cape Canaveral a little later. That's something to look forward to. And we'll talk to some more stoners maybe if you're lucky.
Yeah, just maybe. You know, Cincinnati's got this ban where you can't smoke in any public place, where they're considering a ban on all smoking in all public places. Can you imagine going into a bar and not being able to smoke?
That would suck. And if you don't smoke, that would suck, because isn't it great to sit at the end of the bar and watch a real pretty girl smoke a cigarette?
Public places. I tell you what, I mean, watching a girl smoke can be really cool.
Could be.
It is.
Especially with a big phallic cigar.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you what, down in Kentucky, they're not going to play that crap. They're not going to play that PC, oh, you need a cigarette, smoke is bothering me. I get your secondhand smoke. It's more poisonous than heroin. Kentucky doesn't play that crap. You understand what I'm saying?
Do you think it's pressed because they grow so much damn tobacco down there?
Could be. Smokers are not second-class citizens, which is what State Representative Royce Adams said. We don't tell a drinker where he can drink and where he can't drink, and in my opinion, the drinker has more effect on society than a smoker does, says State Representative Royce Adams. When we institute no smoking ordinances, we are going against the tobacco farmer, who is a vital part of our region.
Yeah.
So there you have it. They're going to protect the tobacco farmer, but they're not going to protect those sissy mamby-pamby.
Your smoke is bothering me. Can you put it out, please?
That kind of, especially like a Riverfront Stadium. The place is huge, vacuum. They're
outdoors, too.
There's winds whipping all over the place, and you can't smoke down there now.
Maybe with the Bengals, you'll be allowed to smoke there again.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the joys of going to the Reds game, besides seeing if you could sneak down the blue seats, was the 25-cent Swisher Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a beer, that's $2.75, cigar, even $3. Eyeballs, you might be right there. They were good, though. They were the best 25-cent cigar you could buy in Cincinnati. For a quarter, what do you want?
Aren't they for those new renovations that Mr. Brown is demanding for the Bengals? Aren't they going to use some Syntax to pay for it, which is really going to be paid for by smokers? But then you're not allowed to smoke down in there. Is that how it's going to work? Are they going to use the Syntax for that or not?
I didn't think so. I've never heard Syntax booted around as an idea.
I had somewhere. I don't remember where.
But the deal is, like, you live in Hamilton County, you would just give me your money. I live in Butler County, and I'd buy all your beer and bring it down to you.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody would dance around it some way. They would just drive across the river or drive across the state line to Indiana or just drive up to Butler or Claremont County and get away from it.
Did you know that San Francisco, California, is considering legalizing prostitution?
What?
Responding to complaints from merchants and residents, city officials of San Francisco are considering whether or not to establish city-run brothels.
That'd be cool,
man. That would rent rooms to prostitutes, check their health, and collect taxes on their earnings. Maybe we could try that out here in Cincinnati and do some more renovations to the Riverfront Stadium.
Hey, if you're going to have legalized gambling, why not? It's natural. What goes together? Gambling, drinking, smoking, then what's the fourth thing?
Gambling, drinking.
Whoring, you're damn straight. You go back and you watch those old westerns, okay? You got John Wayne, he's the rugged head cow puncher, so he doesn't get horny. But you got all the other cow punchers who work underneath John Wayne, and they get awful damn horny. What do? They go to the town, and what do they do?
What do they do?
They gamble, they smoke,
they drink,
and they
whore.
Horse.
Yeah, right on.
All the way from Dodge City, Kansas, back in the 1860s and 70s and 80s, to Cincinnati, Ohio in the 1990s. So go ahead, legalize prostitution in Cincinnati, and the bucks will just come rolling in.
Right on. The fellows will just come rolling in.
We'll have all kinds of money.
Tourism.
Keep them clean, you know, keep them clean, give them a nice checky-wecky every, once a week, make them get checked out.
Checky-wecky?
I don't know. I was trying to add a little levity-wevity to this.
Okay. It wasn't working schmurking, okay?
Jeez.
Phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Together we bow down before no one. And we're taking your calls here. It's a late-night talk show.
But really.
And here's the weather. Get the weather going.
3 a.m. temperature at 31 degrees.
Got that? It's 31 degrees out there.
Now,
so make
people
sure
say,
to wear a sweater.
Prostitution is not a victimless crime. It wrecks homes. I don't think it does.
Well, it depends on who's.
No, I don't think it does. If the marriage is happy, strong, and healthy, it's going to hold up. The temptation's always there, whether it's legal or not. If your marriage is so weak that it would fall apart just because prostitution is legal, then your marriage is just flat out weak. It doesn't matter. It's just pathetic. You want to fire it up? Or I think it's about time to call our friends in Florida again. Except our different friends in Florida.
We'll get to that a little later.
Well, just a little later.
We got that coming up.
But I tell you what, if prostitution was legal, I don't think people would rush to it. It's not like it's hard to get to it now, and not everybody rushes to it. You'd have just have the same hardcore constituency. Only difference would be, I would think, maybe on special occasions like bachelor parties, things like that, people wouldn't have any qualms about hopping into it. 749-1444, what do you think about it? Hookers in Hamilton, let's go.
What one of us can hear that song and feel untied to the wilderness that was our beginning? To Western man, that cry filling the woods from every side is at once mournful and menacing, yet strangely alluring. While it paralyzes our own movement, we sense behind it the vague form pursuing tirelessly, its ghostly silence broken only by the final snarling leap, the abrupt scream. Well,
this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're back with you live here at the Plush Studios downtown. The phone number is 749-1444, but first up, we're going to put a call through to Cape Canaveral, in case you didn't know
this. It's 3:40 Ohio time, so what is it Florida time?
I'm not really quite positive.
It would be 3:40, I believe.
There's a space shuttle launch this morning, and they're going to try to repair the Hubble telescope. Do a few other things.
Matt Neeson, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. This is Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping we can get some information about the space shuttle launch.
Okay. Let me get you a spokesperson.
Okay, great.
Hold on.
Do they have any music when they put you on hold? Guess not.
You can listen. You can hear the hum of excitement down there, though.
Sure can.
All those wacky Floridians going crazy.
You're going to repair the mirror on the Hubble telescope and going to probably... Are they taking any mice up there, maybe?
Chop their heads off?
Grasshoppers? Who knows? We're going to find out.
Man, it's crazy down there. Listen to that. Crank it up.
They got a lot going on, I bet.
It's just a general excitement.
Hold on. I'll give you Jim Elliott.
Okay, good old Jim.
Hello.
Hello, Jim Elliott.
Yeah.
This is Rob Irvin of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show up here in the Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we were hoping we could talk to you a little bit about the space shuttle flight.
Okay.
Is it still on for this morning?
Well, we're still on. The countdown's going along fine, except the weather doesn't seem to be cooperating too well.
What number are you guys at?
What number are we at?
Yeah, how's the countdown?
Well, let's see. Hold on.
I bet it's a big number.
Still a couple hours?
55 minutes and 7 seconds, but, you know, they got built-in holds.
How's the weather down there?
Well, it looks pretty clear out here. The wind is blowing pretty strong, which is a big factor, you know. And the weatherman tells me that some low clouds are blowing in, and that's a great concern to us also.
You're looking forward to a 4:57 launch time?
That's the scheduled liftoff time, right.
And you're going to send up seven crew members?
Seven crew members.
Are you going to chop the heads off of any animals this time?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, but you're going to...
This is a strictly Hubble Space Telescope mission.
Okay, and you're going to try to replace that cracked lens or the
well,
dirty lens?
Well, the primary mirror was ground too flat around the edges and caused us to get some blurry images.
Why is that thing called Hubble, anyway?
Well, it was named after a famous astronomer by the name of Edwin Hubble.
It was not named after the old Giants pitcher, Carl Hubble?
No, he spelled his name different.
That's good. And the mission this time is going to be have a few firsts, is it not?
Like the what?
A few firsts. Like you're going to for the first time you're going to have five people do a spacewalk at one time.
No, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to have two teams of two.
Oh.
And they're going to do five spacewalks, which is the most number of spacewalks we've ever done on a mission. But they Jeff Hoffman and Story Musgrave will go out the first day, and then Kathy Thornton and Tom Akers will go out the second day, and then they'll reverse the next day and do that through 5 days. And they can do two more days if they have to.
Right. If necessary, the crew could conduct seven spacewalks to install 11 new telescope parts?
Yeah, they could do that. And then they could even have another additional day if they had to do any work on the shuttle itself.
Do they have a computer on board, a lot like that computer that was on board on the HAL spaceship in 2001 that's going to talk to them?
No, they have a computer that they use to communicate back with Houston and everything, but that's just for local communications between the astronauts and the ground.
And this space flight, because you're going to be repairing the Hubble telescope, are you guys are going to shoot up higher than you normally do so we can actually see the space shuttle this time up here in the northern part?
Well, it's up pretty high. It'll go up 356 miles, and that's a little higher than it normally goes. I don't think you'll be able to see it any better than you would otherwise.
What made you decide now to go up and try to fix the Hubble? I mean, it's been up for quite a few months. So why now do you want to go up and fix it?
Well, it's been up for 3 years now, and the whole Hubble mission was planned as a 15-year project with servicing missions about every 3 years to replace parts and to install newer instruments.
So you'd be going up anyway, even if there wasn't problems with it? You'd be going up for routine maintenance?
Oh, yes. We were going to replace the wide-field planetary camera, which they're doing, with a second-generation instrument.
When the Hubble's fixed, the Hubble Space Telescope is all repaired, how good is it going to be working, and what are we going to be able to see with it?
Well, what we've been limited to with the aberration that was in the primary mirror, as we haven't been able to see far out like we had hoped to see. We've been seeing, you know, from 5, 6, 7, 8 billion light years, and they were hoping to get out 12, 15 billion light years.
Because I saw some pictures in a magazine that were pretty amazing.
Well, that's right. They've been able to, with computers and everything, improve the images so that they've been pretty spectacular, and they've been very scientifically helpful.
But if they fix that thing, then boy, oh boy, watch out, huh?
Well, we think so.
Let me ask you another question that's kind of related to this, but it's kind of not also. How come NASA doesn't put men on the moon anymore?
Well, that's just the way the priorities have gone. You know, we've had several crews up there before, and so right now we think that other scientific adventures are more important.
What about mining and building a moon station up there? Is that part of the NASA agenda?
Well, I think it is in the long run, but not in the immediate future.
How's work coming along on the space station?
A lot of that depends on how much money we are given by Congress.
I keep hearing it's shrinking and shrinking.
It is shrinking and shrinking, has been. But we're still confident of going ahead and having the station in a few years.
What do you guys hope to accomplish with that?
Well, that'll establish a man's presence there permanently in space, and it'll be able to conduct a lot of the scientific experiments that we have been able to conduct because they'll be up there for a long time. They'll be able to do some medical advances that they haven't been able to do before.
The Russians tried that for a while, didn't they? Didn't the Russians try that for a while?
Well, they've had Mir up there for quite a while, yes.
Have you guys thought about hooking up with the Russians and maybe even the Japanese because they're so smart and doing it all together?
Well, there are discussions underway with the Russians right now toward having a cooperative venture in the future.
I bet you could be really successful if everybody worked together like that.
Well, we're hoping so.
Mm-hmm. I heard something else that NASA was thinking about phasing out the space shuttle in favor of some other particular kind of ship. Is that true or not?
Well, there's been some discussion by some people. I don't think it's a NASA theory, but there's been some discussion of phasing it out and using unmanned rockets. But the NASA attitude, I'm sure, is one that you just about have to have man up there to do things like we're doing on this mission.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck on the mission, and I'd like to ask you one more question. Story Musgrave is the commander of the ship that's going up this morning, and there was a quote in the newspaper, and he said, "It's better to be scared than overconfident." What do you think about
that? Well, Story's not the commander. He's the payload commander. The commander of the shuttle is...
Does that make him more like Scotty than Kirk?
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a realistic guy. You know, he's one of the smartest individuals probably in the world. He's got medical degree and degrees. He's got several different degrees. And he's just one very intelligent guy.
Do you think NASA will ever send another civilian into space?
I think eventually they will, yeah. I would hope so.
Well, we sure appreciate you taking time out to talk to us on this very busy Wednesday morning.
Well, keep your fingers crossed. We hope we'll go. If we don't go today, we'll try probably again tomorrow.
Well, Jim, you know this is a late night talk show, and you know we have a certain kind of audience, so we would be remiss if we didn't ask this question. Have you done any like sex experiments up there yet?
Any what?
Like sex experiments in case there is a moon station someday?
Not that we know of. We had a married couple up there once, but we were told that that did not happen.
They didn't share their certain research with the public, huh?
No. If they did, no one knows about it.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay.
Good luck.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
And what a job that would be, being the mouthpiece for NASA.
749-1444.
Probably makes about $80K for doing stuff like that.
Packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much.
Focus on Sandy's pin. Don Joe makes a man with no plan trying to make the grade. With his too tight trousers, American made. Pot of coffee brews in the dark evening hours. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good
night. Moronic a word? Yes, it is.
It's dudes like that that make me wish Kerouac had never even been born.
He saw the best minds of his generation.
No, he just read on the
How?
Road.
Yeah.
Anything, in case you just tuned in, it's already after 4 o'clock in the morning, and this is the part of our show where almost anything goes.
How come nobody rhymes anymore?
Because that became unfashionable when the avant-garde hit.
When did that hit? What happened to rhyme? I like, you know.
Well, rhyme is still around. You got rap music for rhyme.
Well, just
everything
any song.
Everything rhymes with 40.
All songs rhyme just about.
Uh-huh.
Except for really cool ones. But I don't know. Just the poems.
Still giving away the T-shirt. Everybody wants to read a poem. Nobody cares about this tweaky T.
All right, tell you what we'll do. We'll give the T-shirt to the next good poem we hear, but it's got to rhyme.
The next rhyming poem that's not
the next
a
poem
dirty
that comes in that rhymes and isn't a Kerouac ripoff or a Ginsberg ripoff. We'll
later. They're leaving. Our audience is leaving. We bored them to tears.
Did we bore you guys to tears?
I bored myself to tears when they were here.
You guys play Ride the Lightning.
We already played Metallica, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. Well, why don't you guys come on in here real quick before you go. Tell us who you are, where you came from, where you're going, and what you want to do with your life. We have three guests in the studio audience, one of which is from Forest Park and probably knows Big Jim. So come on in here, you guys.
First up's Charlie.
Charlie, I'm from Coleraine. Have a nice day.
She's a Cardinal.
All right, up next is
Mike. I'm a fine blanker.
A blanker?
Fine blanker.
What's a blanker?
Are you a really good blanker? Or
I'm a really good blanker.
He's a fine blanker. And next is
No. Come on over here.
This, let your man speak for you stuff. Get up here.
Stuff? You called
I'm
her Colleen.
Stuff.
Hi, Colleen.
Colleen.
You're Charlie's sister, huh?
Is that a full-time job being Charlie's sister?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for being our studio audience tonight. Somebody had to do it.
You think between the three, I'm going to get some castles together, though.
You know Ron? Ron's a freak, ain't he? He's a preacher now. His face cleared up, but he got fat.
Yeah.
Well, it's a small world.
I know. You and I... We had to have had some classes.
Yeah, probably.
I'll talk to you about it someday. All right, a little point going on
later,
there.
Kids. Thanks for coming by.
Mr. Noltmeyer was a trip, wasn't he?
Later. Did you ever get a jug?
You remember Mr. Noltmeyer?
As we screamed.
He was a hoot. We used to count how many times he said,
Chris
during his lectures.
Is blathering like an incredible idiot.
Were you in the class?
He's embarrassing not only me, he's embarrassing WAIF Cincinnati. He's embarrassing everyone who ever thought about being a broadcaster.
He was way up there too.
This is the legacy of Edward R. Murrow. Chris, screaming after a guy, desperately trying to fill air.